This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Get ready.
But what if Daniel Jones becomes a Jet and they start winning in a manner Aaron Rodgers did not?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Doncic over time. Oh, my. Steph from midcourt. Oh!
Today's guests, Bills tackle Deion Dawkins, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Apple TV lead MLS analyst Taylor Twellman, actor Michael Fassbender, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, yes. Welcome to this Friday edition of the Rich Eisen Show, first Friday in March. March Madness right around the corner. The association with the Lakers on fire. The Knicks and the Lakers last night played in overtime contest of note, to say the least. Steph Curry is lighting things up. And so is the National Football League with free agency right around the corner. There's so much to talk about on this Friday program, a What's More Likely Friday, as always, on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial, whether you're watching us on the Roku Sports Channel or listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 375. Maybe you're streaming us for your ear gate on Odyssey, or perhaps one of the 120 Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliates coast to coast has your attention. We appreciate it. Our podcast listeners, there's been so much information and so much fun from our podcast world this week, whether it's Overreaction Monday, Diana Russini on What the Football with Susie and Amy, setting the table for what we're about to start the show with in a second. No Contest Wrestling on Wednesday. Jim Jackson sat down with Spike Lee yesterday for the Jim Jackson Show, and it is chock full of great stuff. We've got a great soundbite or a segment from that to play you later on, because Spike went down the old He Got Game wormhole before he then went and watched his Knicks lose in overtime and then potentially lose Jalen Brunson for the time being. So lots going on in this program. And as I mentioned, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. First up is a very large man sitting in our green room right now, a four-time Pro Bowler and man who has the back of the most valuable player of the National Football League, the left tackle of the Buffalo Bills, Deion Dawkins, and the fact that we have an actual big-time Buffalo Bill in studio makes Rich Eisen Show coordinating producer Mike Hoskins very, very happy. He's very, very happy.
He tried to downplay it a little this morning. He was professional about it. You know, Hoskins.
You know, he tried to be cool about it, but he's just very excited. Remember Bills Mafia, having somebody of the Bills here? Yeah. It's going to be fun, even though Deion Dawkins carps on the Jets all the time. Happy to have him
good
here.
Reason.
We should have got a folding table and had Dawkins throw Hoskins through the table.
We could have done that.
Great.
We could have done that.
That would have been fun.
But, you know, we need Mike for the rest of the show.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, Adam threw him through the table.
That's a good point.
I pride myself on having a safe workplace for all of us here on the Rich Eisen Show.
It's almost too safe. You had to keep these people on their toes, right?
You know, as head of HR, I would have approved that.
I also, you know, and so everyone around here, you know, knows how I operate. And in that regard, first of all, before we get together, I, I just thought of how I'm going to start the show. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you?
Hey, Rich.
Enjoy it. Good to see you back here, sir. Up, Rich? And I'm pointing at you using an always first pen.
I noticed.
Very good.
My mom noticed, too.
TJ Jefferson, candles lit in the corner. Sir, how are you, sir?
Good so to many see always first.
Great, man. How are you guys doing?
Okay. So here's how I start the show. You know how I like running this operation here. I like
We're
having
a tight fist.
Well, I like having an open workplace where we all like each other, and if there's any issues that are brought up, you come to me and I handle them.
I got a lot of
best
problems
can
with these people.
Right?
Got a lot of problems with you people.
Kruger.
I got a lot of problems.
So, you know, if there's airing of grievances, we like to do it without the feats of strength. That's all I'm saying.
It's a Festivus miracle.
So, we do have a poll in the back, though, if we do need
and,
it.
And there are some people, you know, around here who understand what I'm about and what I like before I ask for things, which I appreciate, you know. Like, for instance, when I just walk around the hallways and scream, bring me Fassbender, and look who's on the third hour of the program. Right? You know what I mean? Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, that I mean.
Boom. Star of the latest Soderbergh movie, Black Bag. Boom. For instance. But I also, that means I also know who works here, and they know me and what makes me tick. And when I say I have an open door policy, I literally leave the green room door open. Sometimes it's closed. But when it is, I open it up again.
Where's this going?
That's what I'm kind of wondering.
I'm wondering what I did wrong.
No, you didn't do anything wrong. I'm just saying that when you say I have an open door policy, you need to mean it. And I'm assuming the owner of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam, has told somebody once upon a time and at any point in time, I've got an open door policy around. And certainly if it involves the most, one would say, important employee that you got.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You see where I'm going with this now?
Employee 95? Mm-hmm.
Employee 95. Yes, indeed. Even though Employee 95 has said, I don't want to be an employee of yours anymore.
No.
But, yeah. Tom Pelissero, who's our second hour guest, lobbed this one out there for the universe to see, saying that Myles Garrett recently requested a meeting with owner Jimmy Haslam, and who declined to speak amidst Garrett's trade request. Both sides are dug in. Cleveland refuses to even discuss a trade while Garrett's preparing to miss games if he's not traded. Myles Garrett has made clear since the end of last season he wants to continue his Hall of Fame career elsewhere. The Browns organization, from ownership to GM to coaches, aligned on its offseason plan, which does not include trading Myles Garrett. Stay tuned. And you put that up one more time. The photograph that Tom used, if there is a photograph that says, my door is closed to you, sir. He chose wisely if Jimmy asked. I will not speak with you.
Tom's Google search was for that.
Look. Grumpy the angry, old man. Grumpiest photograph of
Jimmy Haslam
you could find. And then one of Garrett just looking, saying, please, may I talk, sir? Can we please talk?
Papa.
Listen.
Papa.
Yeah, that's a perfect use for it.
Listen. We all know in this world what a negotiation looks like. And we all know what a hard ball stance looks like. We get it, all right? And we all know that things eventually get worked out, certainly when it involves a superstar athlete like Myles Garrett. Let's not forget, Lamar Jackson asked for a trade from the Baltimore Ravens, okay? And that happened as the coach was sitting in a chair at an owner's meeting with the entire national media around him. He hit send just at that very moment. And things worked out for Lamar. Lamar got what he wanted. He said he wanted a trade, but he ended up getting the contract to stay put, which made sense. Made sense. Matthew Stafford. It made sense for him to stay with the Rams. They allowed him to go search for what he wanted to search for. And what ended up happening is what both sides wanted. The issue is that this situation is neither of those situations. Neither of them. Because Myles Garrett does not consider returning to Cleveland an option anymore. because it doesn't matter. Hey, Miles, we drafted Cam Ward. We drafted Travis Hunter. Hey, Miles, we're going to get you Kirk Cousins. Okay, then what next? What next? Because the Deshaun Watson acquisition has so cap-strung this team that Myles Garrett knows when Deshaun went down with an Achilles, he knows that there's no way out of this situation that he could foresee right now and before the season, before he even sticks around to see if it can blossom into a Jaden Daniels Commander situation. That it's going to be until he's in his early 30s before this stuff maybe even works out. And then what? And then what? And he's trying to go to the owner of the team to basically say face to face, man to man, me and you, let's leave all the other people aside since you're the owner of the team and you're the one who can eventually make this decision and tell the GM and tell the coach this is the way it is. Because they're not going to do anything unless you say so. So I'm just coming straight to you. We're cutting the BS here. I'm going to tell something to you. You're going to hopefully listen to it, and I'm going to take my swing. And the owner of the team says no. He says, no, we are not going to talk. Now, screw it. I'm going to tell this story. When I was leaving ESPN, and I was thinking I wasn't leaving ESPN, back in 2003, I met with a very high-ranking executive there who was the one to make the decisions. And I cut out all the middlemen and middlewomen, and I went straight to this person who wanted me to only do sports centers. That's it. That's all this person wanted me to do. That's it. And I wanted to do other things. Case in point, this show. I envisioned doing something similar to this. I didn't know what it was back in 2003, but I knew I wanted to do something other than just, you know, hey, here's John Clayton with Peak Performers, you know, or hey, here's another highlight. I loved doing it. It was amazing.
And
I never wanted to leave it completely, but I wanted to do more than that because I felt I had more in me. I felt this was an opportunity in my career I couldn't pass up. And I wanted to advocate for that. So I went to dinner and I told this executive, look at, I swear, I'm telling you story. I don't think I've ever told this story before, and I'll tell it. I said to this executive, look at Robin Roberts, what she's become for the company, having left SportsCenter. Look at, I used Fowler and Tirico. They're voices of college football and
good ones.
You know, I'm trying to remember, in 03 was Tirico the voice of football at the NFL yet? Not yet, but he was clearly more than just a SportsCenter anchor. I was pointing, look at what these people have done for the company writ large. Knowing this as you know now, and me telling you I could do this sort of stuff for you, would you now go back in time knowing this and tell these people the same thing you're telling me, that you cannot do anything else, you can only do SportsCenter? And this executive looked me right in the face and in the eyes and said, yes, I would tell them the same thing. At which point, I called Susie on the way home, and I'm like, I am dealing with an insane person. Or somebody who is making some sort of a business stance that is completely counter to what I want. And that closed door on me indicated to me, I think this is done here. I don't want it to be, but I think this is done here. Myles Garrett has reached that point. We've played this soundbite over and over again over the last week. This was at the Super Bowl when I said to him, hey, what if this doesn't go your way, having asked out? Here was his answer.
I know there's this is a what-if question, but what if the Browns say no? We want you to stay. We want you to be part of this thing. We do believe in the plan that we have. We do believe that this plan will work. We do need you to help this plan work, and you do have 2 years left. Like, what if that happens, Miles?
I mean, it's possible. No, they could do that, but no. that's a little bit further down the line that I'm willing to look. I know things have changed, night by night, and I'm sure people are calling and hopefully, making some tempting offers. But I'm grateful for my opportunity, I know that recently, no one stuck to one team, seeing Luka. So I'm too up.
He's now reached the point. If Jimmy Haslam says we're not talking, talk to the general manager. He's reached the point, and now it's up to him to turn up the heat. It's coming. And how the Browns don't see this, do they really think we're going to show him how we mean business, and then he's going to want to be here even after he tried to man-to-man, face up, talk to the owner, and the owner says no? That this is all going to turn out all right? I still, just to go back to my situation, I still wanted to stay at ESPN. I never thought I would ever leave that place. Yeah. And yada, 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 I got a cardboard box. I think Miles wants the cardboard box, and he's going to have to force his way to go get it. It's that simple. He's going to have to force, he doesn't want to do the holdout thing. He wants to know now. He wants to be able to hit the ground running. He wants to make sure that he's got the best opportunity to wind up in a spot to make him most successful. And by doing that, he's got to do it before the new league year hits, because cap space gets eaten up and draft picks might be traded for other commodities to move up, move down. And that removes possibilities for him to be acquired off the table. And so it's a game of chicken, and one in which I don't know what's the Brown scenario. Like I said earlier, is it like a Beauty and the Beast thing where we'll just hold you captive and you'll come around and we'll sing songs, and it'll be kumbaya, roll credits. Really? Or this is the one guy who can reverse the worst acquisition and contract that's kind of put you in this position. The bet you made on Deshaun Watson, in your mind, when you made it, was supposed to pay off right now. When Myles Garrett is in his late 20s, in the prime of his career, and he's leading the team on defense to a championship because Deshaun Watson's doing everything that you hoped he would. And instead, that thing just absolutely bottoms out, craps out, and you're in this situation, and you can actually trade him. The fan base will understand it. Mm-hmm. Though it might be here we go again. The Browns can't have anything good, so let's try again. But you can make the capital back draft-wise by getting rid of him and having none of this stuff. And you're not painted as some guy who's got a closed door policy, with a photograph associated with it. You're like,
get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
You damn kids.
Just do it.
It's like we could read the clock's on the wall. It's ticking. I know it's not midnight yet. When is it going to be midnight for the Browns? When Myles Garrett doesn't show up at training camp? Is that it? Week one, week two? You're going to go out there week one, week two with who knows your quarterback, and Myles Garrett is not playing because he's making a point, and you don't have the draft capital for it, and you're not, and now everybody's talking about this still. Nobody wants that. And the clock's on the wall, and it's the alarm's going off, and right now a cuckoo's coming out.
Cuckoo.
That's my two cents. Tom's going to be joining us later on his reporting. What are you counting something over there?
I'm analyzing the trade. So they gave up three firsts.
Yeah, I have it here. Three firsts, one third, and two fourths.
Right. And they got back Deshaun Watson in a sixth. So right. I'm just thinking they could get all of that back for,
in theory,
maybe not three firsts, but two firsts at least.
Yeah, and a really good player. I mean, and
probably
you put
a couple other picks and
you
a player.
You don't do it like the Mavericks. You let the whole world knows now.
Right. You could get an equivalent back, and it basically makes it a wash. Just do it. Do it already.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Okay. we've got, as I mentioned, Tom in hour number two. Taylor Twellman's back here to talk a little bit more about the MLS world that's going down. Michael Fassbender, the actor, You know, The Agency is a great show on Paramount Plus, by the way, which you can see right here on Roku Portal. Black Bag is available in theaters nationwide next week. Steven Soderbergh's a director. Cate Blanchett is in it as well. I can't wait. We got a great celebrity true or false for Michael Fassbender as he's returning to the program. But let's bring Deion Dawkins out from the green room and chat with one of the best left tackles in the business, the man who has the blind side of the MVP, Deion Dawkins, next. At the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Now is the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that? Think again. But don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, certainly in studio, 8 years in the league, the last four of them all Pro Bowl seasons from the Buffalo Bills. Ladies and gentlemen, Deion Dawkins is here. Good to see you.
What it do, man?
Rahway in the house.
Yeah, big Rahway vibes.
So,
Rahway, what's up?
I don't know if you're aware of this. I think you and I grew up on the same latitude here. Take a look. That's Rahway to the left. I grew up right in the middle of Staten Island.
Wow.
That's it.
Wowza, we definitely smelt the same air. straight across that little river you got there.
If it blew east to west, which it never really did, it was always west to east.
Yeah.
I got the whiff of the 250 petrochemical plants that were right there in Cataray, New Jersey, and all that sort of stuff, and Linden, and all that business. And then, you guys, remember I was telling you, right down on the left side of, you see that big green area?
Yep.
That's a big, huge green area in the top left. That's the old garbage dump, man.
Oh.
The largest garbage dump in the history of planet Earth. And it was, you know, it was something.
You know, like, I'm from Rahway, so, like, you know, I'm a funny guy. It's no funny joke. You know, Rich, yeah, we're breathing the same air, but somebody breathed a little bit too much air over there.
Are you? Hold on a second.
Wow.
I don't think it affected.
Shots fired.
I don't think it affected anything.
I'm trying to check his humor out, bro.
Oh,
you know,
good.
Rahway, I didn't even know we're the same altitude.
We are.
He gets it.
We are.
He gets it.
We breathe the same air.
No, for sure.
We did.
And you're the best dad ever.
That is correct. Don't forget it. Do you have any kids?
I have three.
You do?
Yeah.
How old are they?
Oh, Buka, how old did you just get? A turn. So it's 5'4" now.
Okay.
5'4" and 3. I have two girls and a boy.
Okay.
You know, nice. Delilah Ray Dawkins, Dill Ray Dawkins, Dakota Ray Dawkins.
Nice. I've noticed a theme.
Yeah, it is a theme.
The Killer D's.
Deion Ray Dawkins. So
ladies
you know.
And gentlemen,
that's awesome.
Deion Dawkins here on the Rich Eisen Show from the Buffalo Bills. Our radio audience just rejoined our live Roku channel feed. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. It is great to. What are you doing in LA? Just hanging out? Just what's your scoop?
Yeah, I was. You know, like the off seasons go and they go fast, but like I enjoy learning, and I've learned that I love the camera. I've learned that I love the camera. I've learned that I love the studio. Mm-hmm. I've learned that you know I love the lights, and I want to learn more about it, not just, you know, just the guy in front of the camera. Like,
sure.
And we did a tour with Hidden Empire with the NFL, and it was very, very eye-opening to, like, the movie world. And then they took us over to Paramount and seeing what goes on and all the scenes and what really goes into a set and, you know, how they break down stuff and put it up and yes. how, like how a beautiful set like this could be, like, part of, like a plan. And then after it's over, they strip it all down. So, like, it's just, like, wow. Like, this is what goes in, the budget and everything. And I've just been learning. And then I stopped over to see my dog.
Well, I am the dog.
This is my dog.
Very good. I appreciate being the dog. So you want to act? Is that what you're saying? You want to be an actor?
Yeah. I would love to be on a scene acting. You know, like, the personality is there, and you know, you have to get your lessons, take your your course, learn the mm-hmm. skill, and then perform. And I've learned that I'm a performer. I'm a performer.
What about being part of the sports paparazzi? What about that?
What's the definition of that?
What that is you have to have opinions, takes.
Okay.
Which appears something in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Okay. Although in certain times of your career, potentially politically off.
For sure.
For not real politics. I'm talking about just to speak about subject matters.
Sure.
As an actual active NFL player.
Right.
But there are ways to, you know, navigate that line to do something like that where you would have opinions. You don't have a podcast, a weekly pod or anything like that?
I don't.
Do you want one?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Okay.
I do. And I think that, you know, I think that that's probably where I'll start. I will start with my own, see how it goes, you know, practice on doing the right thing, doing the wrong thing, learning from my mistakes, and then, you know, growing as a person. You know, we're not perfect, but, you know, we go along a course and you learn. But I would love to control the narrative because, you know, I'm a big advocate for the big guys as well as the skinny guys. But, you know, like, the big guys need like a comfortable, positive, sometimes not positive
right.
voice that is not afraid to, you know, speak the truth and then live with their rights and lives with sometimes their wrongs.
Okay, so then let's just test the waters a little bit.
Come on, here. Let's do it.
Okay, Deion Dawkins.
Oh, protect me, Rich.
No, I got you. Don't worry. what rule change would you want to make?
In the NFL?
I am waving the wand and making you commissioner of the NFL. Congratulations, Commissioner Dawkins. Welcome commissioner to the Rich Dawkins. Eisen Show. You can make a rule change. What is it?
A rule? I would probably hijack it and I would jump into an award, you know?
Okay.
I would jump into an award for the best offensive lineman of the year, which what I would call the Protector of the Year Award. I would start there with giving...
The POTY? POTY?
You know, Protector of the... I like it. I love it.
See?
You know, something...
I'm workshopping with you.
This is why you need great minds in the same room. But yeah, I would start there because, you know, like, the culture is what it is. And, like, you know, you have skinny guys, they can win the MVP. You know, you have running backs.
Did
that,
you just call your quarterback a skinny guy?
Anybody that's under 300 pounds is a skinny.
Oh, yeah. I'll take it. I'll thank you, man. Yes, thank
skinny.
You.
Skinny. I mean, like, 250, but like, real big dogs, trench warfare dudes, you got the bigs and you got the skinnies.
Okay.
And the bigs are the bigs, which,
three
you know, I'm a big.
Okay, so know? So we're learning about what the, well, this is great. We're learning about what the criteria is to become the POTY. You must be somewhat. Over 300 pounds.
Somewhat. No, you don't have to be over 300. Because there's some centers that could be 290 or like Kelsey is, but, like, you know, a big is a big, a trench guy. Left tackle. Left guard, center, right guard, right tackle.
Got it.
Trenches.
Tight ends may not win. Running backs may not win.
They could win Chipper of the Year.
Chipper of the Year.
Supporter of the Year. They're still blockers.
That's the Chody.
Chipper of the Year. They are still blockers, but,
right.
you know, the primary blockers that have to go in reverse, yeah. which is backwards, you know, 70 plays a game against, you know, elite rushers like Von Miller, Myles Garrett, Max Crosby. Trey, like, we have to go 70 plays sometimes, not really 70, but maybe 50 plays pass, 20 plays run,
yeah.
and 50 plays is backwards,
yeah.
right? Against some of the best athletes in the world. So I think that there has to be something to stand for it. But, you know, life is great and it will happen.
What else? What's the other criteria here?
Of the
like,
work?
Yes. Like, are holding penalties taken into account, that if you have a certain amount of holding penalties, you may not win it?
I do think that penalties have to go into it, but I think the holding penalties, cool. The holding penalties have to go in it. I do think time played on the field has to go in it. You have to be on the field a certain amount of numbers, which is plays played.
Yes.
Pass plays played.
Yes.
Run plays played. Because all of that goes into it. Like
false starts?
False starts. You know?
That's what I'm saying.
He's breaking me down so I can be out of the category.
Excuse me.
Is this crazy? Is this crazy right now? He's breaking me out of the category.
No, by the way, I don't know your stats. No,
yeah,
I know
you've
made the last four Pro Bowls.
Yeah, I have a couple of touchdowns, a couple of false starts, a couple of holdings. But, you know, as a lineman, that's a part of the gig. I will hold to protect my quarterback any day of the week. I would grab and hold any day of the week if you're going to hit my quarterback. I refuse to let my quarterback. I think and I want to live with refusing to get my quarterback hit.
What if you're a tackle who is constantly beating your own snap count with a step and getting away with it every single time? does that make you more of a Cody candidate?
No. In particular.
Or a Cody candidate or less?
If it's getting called.
No, it's not getting called.
So then you figured out a way of football.
The cheat code.
There's nothing wrong.
That's helpful. I'm trying to figure out what's the criteria here. Because whenever we come up with a rule change,
you have to
be able to write it down. You have to write it down. You got to put it into words because then it's got to be voted on by the membership.
It really has to be snaps from pluses and minuses and snaps played. You have to be on the field a certain amount of time. For example, like you can't miss four games of the season and then come back at the end of the season and be this hero and then like be like, oh, I just got all the media push. Now I'm the best lineman. And no, like that's like you're faulted. There's somebody that played every game, you know, and it's hard to play every single game. It's hard to start every single game.
You're not
so
wrong.
So those people have to be a little step ahead. Like I would like start there and because it's new. So we have to start with somewhere. And I think that that's where you have to start.
Who have you spoken to about this already?
Yeah.
Who have you spoken to about this already?
I know. I don't want to get myself in trouble.
How are you getting yourself in trouble? Who have you spoken to about it?
I've talked to all the right people. And in the league, when you speak to all the right people, that's all the right people.
You know what you that know? Smells like? I'll just say it. It's RG1. You talking to RG1?
Is that Roger?
Yeah.
Is that Roger?
RG1.
Yeah, Roger enjoys it. I think Roger's for it.
You have spoken to him about this?
Of course. We've spoken about it. We've hinted at it. We've spoken about it. We've thought about it because it's a real thing. And yes, conversations are had just like how conversations are had about playing overseas. Yes, of course you speak about the future of the game. And when you're a part of the game,
like
the
you.
Future is within.
And you and go I straight up the flow chart. You're no wallflower. You're just going to go call the commissioner and say, RG1, I need a meeting. How about Terry Pegula? Have you spoken to the owner of the Bills about this?
You know, I haven't spoken to Terry about it.
When was the last time you spoke to Terry?
The last time I spoke to Terry was...
When was the last time?
The end of the season.
There you go.
I spoke to Terry, I will speak and see Terry in... The 16th? I'll see him on the 16th.
Okay. What's on the 16th?
Just meet and greet.
There you go.
I get to see my dog. He lives in Florida. I live in Florida. We're going to have a cup of coffee. Cup of coffee.
He's paying. He's paying.
I'm paying. He pays me enough. I can treat him. I can treat him. I can treat him. Okay. I can treat Terry. Just Terry, I'm treating, dog. Don't worry about it. I'm very thankful. I'm treating. Just coffee is a couple.
I mean, he's got a lot of zeros.
Hold on a minute. I'm going to lead. I'm leading the witness this entire time. So you have the owner of the Bills has an open door policy with you. You can walk in. You can have a conversation with him.
You know, you guys are really good over here. You guys are really freaking good. I'm going to tell you, go ahead.
Because, you know, there's a certain player.
Miles. Is that what we're talking about now? Because it seems like...
What's it you said?
No, I didn't say
you
it.
Said,
he said it without saying
said
it.
His
but
name.
For the world that we're in,
yes.
you know what's going on.
I mean...
But
what do you think of that?
explain what we're talking about.
Okay. Deion Dawkins.
You know,
you're good.
We're from the same air.
That's right.
You understand?
We're from the same air and area.
Yes,
Raleigh,
sir.
And Staten Island in the house.
Same air.
That's right.
So what are we talking about?
So what we're talking about is talking when about? You hear of a player that says, I want out, and the guy who's in charge of the team says, talk to the general manager. Mm. When you say, so now I'm asking you as a pundit, as a paparazzi, if you want to be part of the paparazzi, you got to break down stories like this. What do you think of when you hear something like that, Deion Dawkins?
I don't know what. I don't know those guys.
Right.
I know Miles. I don't know the ownership there.
Did you see Miles at the Pro Bowl?
I see Miles. I see Miles often. Miles is a great dude. Seen him at the Pro Bowl. Seen him, you know, media row, Super Bowl. I seen him Super Bowl vibes. And yeah, but to answer that, when I hear of things like that, I think of, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. But it gives more credit to where we're at the Bills, okay? In the league that we live in, relationships, communication goes a long way. We, as the Buffalo Bills, play a certain way because we have a relationship with our ownership. We can go and talk to Terry. We can go and talk to Brandon Bean. We can go and talk to McDermott at any time, at literally at any time. And, you know, if I hear that, it just seems like that might not be the relationship there, or he has ruffled some feathers. And maybe he's like, well, now I'm not talking to you. You could have came and did this and before. But who knows? Like, but like, who knows? Like, Miles wants to win games. Like, I'm not mad at anybody who wants to put themselves in a beautiful position to win football games. Our football careers are not forever. He's Miles Garrett. He won't be Miles Garrett, the player that he is forever. He does have a longer chance of being who he is for a longer bit of time because he's special, but we all have an end date to helmet and pads. And for a guy, he's just trying to better his life, whether it's staying there, whether it's going to play with us at the Bills, or who knows.
Okay. See, now, may I analyze your answer? And to tell you, as somebody who's done this job, what I've done as a host for 20-something years, what you just did is you just took and answered a question that you didn't know was coming, and you were you gave an honest answer, although you didn't really stick your foot completely in your mouth where you might have a problem leaving here. You also turned it towards how good your situation is with the Buffalo Bills while fully advocating for Myles Garrett to join the Buffalo Bills, which is next level.
I appreciate that.
That was really well done, Deion.
I appreciate that.
Because you want Myles Garrett on the Buffalo Bills.
I do.
Okay.
And he knows.
He does.
He knows. He knows.
Not just because you just said into a microphone on this program.
No. But this is, he continues to know. And I'm okay to continue to show him that we want Myles Garrett. And I want it to happen. I want that guy to play against me every day in practice. I want to become the best left tackle to ever play the game. And for a guy like this, as well as we already have it, Vaughn, Ed, Greg, AJ, we have these guys there already that are making us better, and we're making them better. But look at this picture of this guy. like, is he ready to like jump in the ring and help with this heel turn to John Cena or what? Like it's just like, come on, Triple H, like, right. Come on, look.
Yeah, he's named
WWE champion of the world.
He's ready.
He's known as the Grim Reaper for a reason.
Grim Reaper, for real. But he's a terrorizer, and I respect the game. Like, you know, I'd rather him with us than with anyone else. Like, who wants to play against Miles? I'd rather him play with us. Come cause fear for the other teams with us.
Deion Dawkins here on the Rich Eisen Show. Can I keep him for one more segment? Great. Let's take a break, come back. I want to talk to you about your quarterback and the Bills and things like that. Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax. And they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, It's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now, this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, our mission is to help members of the military, veterans, and their families achieve their financial goals. That's why we offer great savings and investing options like our certificates. Certificates come with sky-high rates, and some even have the flexibility to add money anytime during your term. Whether you're saving for a home, a new car, or your future, our options could help you get there. And certificates are just the beginning. Navy Federal also provides financial advisors to help you manage your investment portfolio, along with online tools to guide your savings plan. With our support, you'll have everything you need to take charge of your finances. So don't wait. The sooner you start building your financial future with Navy Federal's savings and investing options, the better off you could be in the long run. Sign up at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal, and may lose value. Back here on the Roku Sports Channel, radio audience will return shortly. Deion Dawkins still with us. Let's talk about the fans, man, of Western New York.
Yeah.
You met one of them in the back there, my coordinating producer, Mike Hoskins. I agree. We're all on the same page there. Some of his great friends got married. You want to see the wedding cake?
Let me see it.
There it
oh,
is.
Oh, wow. Who jumped through the table?
I think the bride and the groom must have. Look at the red cups. You know, the red cups
yeah,
up there.
Party guys.
I mean.
Zubaz at the bottom.
Little, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
this is.
That's the real deal.
This is it, man. You got a good Bills. What's your favorite Bills Mafia story? Of anybody you've met who asked you to do something, sign something, you took part in anything? Man, you got a good one, Deion? You got a good one?
The Mafia does a lot of things. They do a lot of things. It's sometimes you might think it's weird, but then you're just like, oh, this is just them. Like this is just us. Like, you know, jumping through tables might be weird, but it's just us. It's just us.
Well, probably infused with
with a lot of those solo cups.
Yeah, those solo cups,
yeah,
right?
For sure. I mean, like they asked me to do all type of stuff, man. Like
what? Like anything to sign? Anything that was weird? Nothing.
I mean,
nothing standing out.
Sign some flesh.
Okay.
Signing flesh is weird. You know, signing flesh is weird because it disappears.
That's true.
So, but I do have this beautiful fan, mm-hmm. and she changed my life because it was after a Dolphins game. She asked me to sign her forearm, mm-hmm. and when she asked me to sign her forearm. I said, you sure you want me to sign your form? Like, it's a permanent marker. Like, mm-hmm. she's like, yes, I'm going to get it autographed tattooed right after this. I was like, are you serious? She was like, yes, Deion. And I signed her freaking form. And that night she tagged and sent me the tattoo of Deion Dawkins. You already snow on her arm. And I said, I never want to play for another fan base ever again. Like, this is where I want to die as a football player. Because of something and like that. And with being a lineman, I can only imagine like what they do for like James Cook or Josh or mm-hmm. or like a guy like Diggs. Like, bro, I'm just Deion. You know what I'm saying? But it's pretty cool.
What would it mean to have a parade there, do you think?
Oh.
What would that day look like?
Fires and chaos and, you know, police sirens and just the smell of wings and blue cheese.
Oh.
You know, it'll be cold. Amazing. It'll be very cold. A lot of hot breath because
mm-hmm.
it'll be cold. mm-hmm. So you'll see just a cloud of the, but it'll be all, you know, solo cup breath
mm-hmm.
and we'll be happy.
That would be quite the day.
No, for sure. You should come.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I know, again, the guy you met we'd have to find a replacement. For the week, you know what I mean. It would be a next man up mentality here on the Rich Eisen show.
And he'll have away, and somebody will have to do their job when he's out. So when he comes back,
oh,
right
of course.
Away.
Well, I mean, he's
champion.
Yeah, he'd be a champion.
If Facts.
For sure.
I'll throw him a beer.
But I love that. So somebody, so basically you provided the template for somebody's tattoo.
Yeah. I would say that's probably the craziest thing. Mm-hmm. Because she has it. And she wanted me to tattoo it big.
Okay.
You know, so it's like a forearm tattoo. It's right. Like from here to that, here.
That
it's
forearm like, is now the protector of the year of her household, I'm sure.
No, for sure. She probably slaps people with it. You see this?
Deion Dawkins is back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Our radio audience just rejoined us. All right, let's be real here, yeah. Deion. You're one of those guys who can handle the real. Once again, here come the Kansas City Chiefs in your world, and they kind of wreck the buffet here. So how do you respond to anybody in our business or anybody in the fan base who would say that as long as Mahomes is there, the Bills will never get passed?
They can never say that, because anybody that's taking snaps have a chance. And sometimes all you need is a chance, right? But when it comes down to it, us as a team, we continue to take swings at greatness. And when it comes down to it, not every great franchise or great organization has won, you know, seven Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. You don't have to win seven Super Bowls. You have to get in once. And if we keep knocking at that door, like not that I'm okay with failing at that point, but we still have a living chance every time we take the field. And I'm okay with that. As long as we like have a chance and we play our best ball, it's cool.
Well, you beat them in the regular season. I mean, and then the playoffs come and it's a different story. Do you have an explanation? Is there an explanation?
They're a different beast, man. They are a different beast. The Chiefs are really good. They are really good. Chris Jones is really good. Patrick Mahomes is really freaking good. And I respect it. I respect them. But they're so dope. They're good people. They play the game well, and they continue to find ways to get there. And, you know, I could be mad. I could say things and da-da-da-da. But when it comes down to it, like, bro, they are who they are for a reason. And for us, we have to figure out what we have to do to just better like ourselves. And we'll figure it out, and we still have time. We'll figure it out, and, you know, a couple guys might help, like Miles. But no. Like,
by the way,
I'm gonna leave you alone, bro.
In all seriousness, the Eagles keep adding. You know what I mean?
We
the
all
Eagles
need keep to keep adding.
Right. The
Lakers just added
big time.
You know, like big time.
In a way that nobody saw coming, nobody thought possible. So I understand that. You also have the MVP of the league. I mean, that's very helpful.
That is very helpful.
Give me your favorite Josh Allen story where he did something and you couldn't believe it with your own two eyes that you actually saw what you saw.
Mm.
Deion Dawkins. Give me that one.
Man, you know the play when Josh threw the ball to Coop, and then Coop tossed the ball back to him, and then he jumped to the
end zone. In the snow against San Francisco.
You know, Josh is very confident. And, you know, like this season, like he's got more vocal. And, like, you hear him coming to the huddle, and he's like, we're going to score, and we're going to score. And, you know, like we say that with run plays, and sometimes you don't score. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you say, like, we're going to get the first down, and sometimes you don't get the first down. And, you know, when he's like, we're going to score. Like, we're going to score right here. And, you know, it's a quick little thing, and it becomes a quick little thing, and then it becomes one of the best photos of all time. Like, one of the best pictures, one of the best moments of all time. That is what Josh Allen is capable of doing every time he takes the snap. And, you know, I'm the biggest Josh Allen fan, you know, and that's my big little brother. And when he talks, we listen. And for him to do that in that moment, it's cool. You know, he didn't just throw the ball off and stand there and just say, all right, Coop, you got tackled. All right, let's try again. He jogged over there. Like, you know, he's still in the – he's a quarterback. What are you running over there to do, block?
Yeah.
Like, but Josh is Josh, and he gave it his all, and his all became this greatness. And that's what we love about him.
I love that story. But if he really – was Superman, he would have said in the huddle, watch, I'm about to have a touchdown pass and reception on this play.
Mm-hmm.
Break.
Right.
Which is what, and I know that, but that's exactly what happened. And
I agree.
I understand how that now makes you believe like anything is possible.
Right.
When you say he was more vocal this year, what do you mean by that?
You know, Josh goes through his progression as a player too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like he's not always the, all right, guys, everybody get in line. Da-da. Like, and he's still not that. And we don't want him to be that. But more vocal as in expressing the intensity level at the moment, you know? Because, like I'm a loose cannon. Like, I'm a loose cannon on the field, and I know how to lock in. I know, and when not. Like, I'll chirp. I'll talk to you. I'll poke. I'll yeah, all right, yeah, watch this. But we'll play the mind game during a game. And, you know, for Josh, like, I'm an older player. I'm older than Josh.
Mm-hmm.
The respect thing is, all right, that's the older guy. The older guy knows and what he's doing. But for a younger player, which is not younger, but he's younger than me, if they speak to an older player, you know, they have to be that guy to be able to speak to an older player and for the older player to respect them. And when I say that he speaks more, he's just more vocal of, all right, Deion, come on, let's lock in. Or, all right, guys, come on, bring it in. Come on, all right, no more hee-heeing and kiki-ing. All right, it's time. And, you know, that wasn't always there because there were so many other guys that did that. Like, we had Mitch. Mitch was the older guy. He just retired, so shout out to Mitch. And then we had, like a lot of older guys that, you know, facilitated that. And, you know, now that Josh is like, oh, I'm looking around and the team is different, he's like, I can do that and help and my team, so I'll do it.
And he became the MVP of the league while doing it.
And exactly. What a guy.
He is, man. And what he means, I've seen him with kids. I've seen him when the camera's not on. I've seen that.
Real person.
Big time.
A real person.
Real person with you know, the town in the palm of his hand, but he doesn't wear that on his sleeve.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's pretty cool. With his heart.
It's pretty
cool.
He wears
it and with his heart, and he shows it.
So action items, Deion, now that we're going to send you on to Los Angeles. Action items. Number one, Protector of the Year Award. Let's get it done.
For sure.
You know,
I got you guys. The big boys, I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
And
all
you
right?
And
you're in good hands.
You have to be three bills-ish to at least be...
Three bills-ish?
Three bills, you know, 300 pounds-ish.
Oh, three
to
bills.
Be, to
three
be,
bills.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I know I'm talking
three
to bills, a like, Buffalo Bill. My bad.
What are you talking about?
300? No, you need to be at least 300 pounds-ish.
It's a big boy club.
10 pounds either way.
It's a big boy club. If you want to be a big boy, be a big boy.
Okay. So we got to get that going.
Right.
Three bills, small change.
We got to get, if you want a pod, we can talk about it. I don't know if the Bills will be so psyched to have you know, in front of a microphone every single week, but we'll see. Get you more involved in the film industry, correct? Yeah. And then Miles Garrett, a bill. That's an action item, correct?
Miles Garrett, a bill. That's what I took out of that. No, I got you. Yeah, I got you.
Fantastic.
But that's a great list.
Hey, let me know whenever you're in LA. You've got a place here whenever you want.
I appreciate you.
Absolutely.
I love it here.
You got it.
So for the people that don't know and that's watching, if I could just say this.
Sure.
It is absolutely beautiful in here.
Thank you.
I don't know, but you should do like little individual tours like every week where like you add like whatever you add, just give it its own tour today. Walk around the room and then you guys might have missed this, but my Stone Cold is over there with a baldy. What I'm saying?
Like, Stone Cold signed that.
It's a piggy bank.
Right. We need to get you on the No Contest Wrestling Pod with TJ and O'Shea Jackson Jr. Gotcha. Host that together.
Yeah.
So you can talk about some wrestling because I know you're
some Jeff Hardy, some Rob Van Dam.
Oh man.
You know, like some Rhino.
One of a kind.
Some of the greats. You know what I'm saying?
Rob Van Dam.
You know, Eddie Guerrero. We can talk about all the good ones.
The great.
You know, McFoley.
He's a perfect guest for you, TJ. Perfect guest.
Whatever you want to talk about.
I've been seeing you on Raw carrying the Bills belt, man. You've been representing,
bro.
You know, right there, right behind the announcers.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Picking up McAfee. Bro, my parents would be so proud that all those beds that we've broken from practicing wrestling moves on. We'll go to good use, and we can talk about the
goodness.
It finally added something, because me and my brother tore that house apart.
There were some broken beds in the Raleigh, huh?
Yeah, for sure. The Raleigh house is obliterated still.
You were just getting ready for the white folding tables, right?
Yeah.
You never actually, knew. You have no
I've
idea.
Actually been through tables before.
bed tables.
You were probably bombing people before you knew it would become a part of your football personality. For sure.
By the way, Mike Hoskins, who you met before, has located this. Apparently, this is the lady and the forearm.
There she is.
That's it, right there.
It's Alice here. Look
there
at
she
that.
Is, Allison.
It's beautiful, man. You know, and that's
by the way, you did make it big.
She told me to.
You did make it big.
It was a little sweaty. I don't know how she did that.
And that's your nickname, right? Snow, right?
The snowman.
The snowman.
She wanted to put snow in there, but it's there. Okay. She rocks, man. We're bonded for life.
Clearly.
So, like, for life. For life.
You're like the NWO for life.
We are bonded for life, girl. She sealed the deal before the deal was presented. what a lady.
Sealed the deal. Fantastic. All right, so add an appearance on No Contest Wrestling Pod.
Got you.
Okay.
Snowman.
We have a list of to-do. We got a to-do list for you. See, you didn't know you were going to get this coming on here.
Yeah, you guys are some good dudes, bro. You're very calm, yo.
Well.
I bring a lot of energy. You guys are like, yeah, coffee.
It's the only way we know how to do it. We only know one speed. You see me run my 40.
No, for sure.
What was your 40? What was your 40 at the combine?
It was close to a 5. I think it was a 5 or 5.1.
Okay. There you go.
But in my head, I ran like a 4.9. Right?
That's the last time you ran 40 yards in a row, I bet. Yeah.
Nah, I definitely ran because I didn't chase down a couple of dudes.
5.11.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't chase down a couple.
Deion Dawkins, everybody.
Snowman.